Good afternoon. Today's focus will be on a storm system which is centered over southern Ontario and tracking well off to our north. It's pulling a warm front through interior New York and New England with extensive cloud cover and scattered showers, perhaps a couple of bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder as the front passes by. As we get into the afternoon hours, the temperature behind this warm front will start to climb through the 60s and into the 70s. Dew points will also climb, increasing the instability in the air. Breaks in cloud cover will also increase the instability through the afternoon, which will lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. As the storm system makes progress through southern Canada, a cold front will sweep into and through interior New York and New England late this evening and overnight tonight. Out ahead of the front, a more extensive area of showers and thunderstorms will evolve, and some of these storms could be on the stronger side with gusty wind, heavy rain, perhaps some hail, and frequent lightning. This activity will sweep through the region prior to midnight and be out over eastern New England shortly after midnight. Behind this system, gradually clearing skies overnight will lead to temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s for overnight lows. So we'll start off tomorrow dry with some sunshine. However, an upper-level disturbance will be pivoting through the region tomorrow, so clouds will tend to fill in, especially across the higher terrain, and we do run the risk of a passing shower or a thunderstorm here and there, but especially across the higher elevations during the day as temperatures top out in the mid-70s. On Friday, high pressure will build in, and it looks like it'll dominate the weather into and through the upcoming weekend. Upper 70s with a fair amount of sunshine on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with temperatures back into the lower 80s on Saturday, and upper 80s with increasing humidity and plenty of sun on Sunday. We'll even make a run at the 90-degree mark on Monday with an isolated thunderstorm possible before the next front heads our way Monday night and Tuesday with another round of showers and storms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same trough of low pressure that'll affect our weather will be moving across the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes through the afternoon. The trough will spark a round of severe thunderstorms from our region south into northern West Virginia. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this region as having a slight risk for severe storms. The primary threats will be damaging wind gusts, some hail, and frequent lightning, although a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out, especially in western and central New York and western Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, persistent ridging in the upper levels will keep summer heat locked in across the southwestern United States, with afternoon highs in the 90s and low 100s likely through the day. These values are as much as 10 degrees above normal for this time of year, and excessive heat warnings are in effect. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, upper 70s. Boston mostly cloudy and breezy, showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers and thunderstorms and highs near 70. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 56. The record high, 94, set in 1892, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:34 p.m., 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, breezy, more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 70s. More scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, pleasant, lower humidity with a passing shower or storm, mid-70s, mostly sunny upper 70s on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s on Sunday with more humidity, hot and humid with hazy sun Monday, near 90 with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, and a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.